what's poppin', people? Part one, people. Got Mark from Berkeley.
Yo.
Joey, still hanging from St. Clair Shores. Jace here from Plymouth. I'm Drew from Ferndale. This is the Drew and Mike podcast, part one. And interesting possibilities already emerging for the podcast as we have obtained phone numbers for the illegitimate offspring of Bill Clinton and a black prostitute from the Arkansas days.
Oh, why do you have to use labels? Just say it's Bill Clinton's stepson.
Stepson?
Or half-son, sorry. Always confused.
That's his full son.
Full son, yeah.
He held the whore and she had a kid.
Yeah, you're right.
Danny, we've talked to Danny before.
Lots of times.
You know Danny.
Kind of.
Yeah, Danny's been around. I mean, when you say Bill Clinton's son with a prostitute, I immediately know it's Danny.
Yeah.
I've forgotten his last name is
Williams.
Why doesn't he go by Clinton?
To honor his mother, the prostitute.
Okay. Well, I'm a little surprised that this guy hasn't gotten a DNA test or somehow gotten this thing into a courtroom.
He's tried. He's failed every step of the way. There was the one DNA test the Star did, but if you ask him about it, he's very hurt if you bring it up.
Well, did the Star have Bill's DNA?
Yeah, they did a DNA test.
Mm-hmm. And they said...
Not even close to matching, but as Danny points out, the Star was owned by a big donor of Bill Clinton's.
Okay.
So he doesn't consider it to be legitimate.
So not even close. Does that mean it was like a 1 in 5,000 chance he was Bill's son or 1 in 500?
Well, probably 2 billion.
that's
right, like OJ.
That's worse than not
like
even
OJ
close.
OJ odds?
Yeah. Oh, Danny. So sorry. So sorry. So
you
very
what,
sorry.
You don't believe him?
No, I believe him.
Oh, I totally
I think it's possible.
Him. Yeah.
No, I'm psyched to talk to him.
He just wants to shake his father's hand. That's all he wants.
When we talked to
that's
him
that's what
before,
he said.
I just want to shake your hand, Dad. Word up. How you doing, Prez? No, he was cool. He definitely had that Clinton.
He sounded just like him.
Something.
The inflection.
Going. Mm-hmm. But you could tell, you know, he had a little bit of his mother in him, too, clearly.
Just a tad.
And, you know, in spite of the fact that he's black, there's a little resemblance to Bill.
Definitely an interesting case of nature versus nurture.
Do you see the resemblance to Bill in his face?
No.
Really? Many do.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at him again. The nose, but not the mouth. I don't. Yeah. The lips, not at all. He's got a fuller upper lip.
You have his picture up there?
Yeah.
Let me see.
The nose a little bit.
I think he's a ringer.
Well, I mean, it is his kid.
Total ringer, man.
If you go to his website, ClintonSon.com, it links it to his Facebook page, and he's got all these pictures of him, you know, split screen with Bill at mm-hmm. different ages. And he looks just like him, usually because his head is tilted at the same angle as the Bill Clinton photo.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I got to tell you, I don't think it's that preposterous.
No, it's his kid.
Well, there's one picture. Jay's got him up there. That's
which one?
It's like Bill spit him out.
Profile picture.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's of course it should. That's his kid.
This, to me, is every bit as clear as the Michael Strahan kid. That kid has the gap in his front teeth, even.
Yeah.
And he's 6'4", 250. Okay, he's not as good a football player as Michael Strahan, but that doesn't mean anything.
There's some really good comments on Danny Williams' pictures, too. People are very helpful.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
Let's see. So maybe you could get his other daughter that is from out of wedlock. What?
Bill's other daughter?
Another daughter out of wedlock. And do a DNA test and see if you both match each other. Since you both have 50% of common DNA, you should be on each other's list matching. Huh? You look spitting image of your father. You are his only real child. Chelsea, Chelsey, is by Webster Hubble. Don't give up.
Web Hubble.
Keep in their face. Make them come to you when you start going on live TV. This man is a deadbeat dad.
I know, that's deadbeat brutal. Can you imagine how much child support Bill Clinton owes for this kid?
Yeah.
It's got to be hundreds of thousands.
He isn't a man. I think he'll have a hard time accepting some of the things he's done to women. That's got to be a big disappointment. All right.
Well, you know, here on the one hand, your father's the president. He doesn't pay child support. He's a deadbeat dad. That's disappointing as hell. But then to find out your father has assaulted other women, I mean, you have to wonder, is it in my DNA? You wonder if you're just a ticking time bomb. Are you going to start raping people like Juanita Broderick?
Dude, what about Time Magazine reported on the July 18th, 1999? And then he links the story of the star story where they did the DNA test.
Yeah.
I just like that. He's like, dude, what about? I listened to your video, and I can tell it was truly heartfelt. I pray you get what you've asked for. Although remember that your heavenly Father loves you with everlasting true love.
Well, let's listen. Jay's got some audio over here.
By the way, is this the 9-minute interview with him?
My name is Danny Williams. I'm the son of former President Bill Clinton. Please help me get this message to my father by liking and sharing my video. And we have liked it and shared it.
Hello. My name is Danny Lee Williams. Hey, Danny. I am the son of former President Bill Clinton. All I want to do is shake my father's hand. So please help me get my message to my father by liking and sharing my videos. Thank you.
How many likes does he have, Jay?
He really just, how many?
600?
686.
686. A lot of shares?
981.
981? Oh, you'd think you'd do better than that. How about, it's kind of, I don't know why I just had deja vu of the guy that Barack Obama used to give blowjobs to.
Oh,
Larry
yeah.
Sinclair.
Uh-huh.
We had, I thought, a news-breaking.
Is Larry dead now?
Interview with Sinclair. Yeah, he died.
That's what I thought.
That whole story about
shame.
Picking up Obama in the limo.
Yeah, at a Holiday Inn.
They went and stayed at a Holiday Inn. They smoked crack together.
Sexual. Yeah.
That was a hell of a story.
And true.
And we had heard the story before. He told it identically. There was no variation whatsoever in his story. The only unusual thing about it is Barack Obama, by all accounts, is heterosexual. There's no homosexual activity.
Oh, until he starts smoking crack.
Well, that's, you know.
Clearly.
That can break down some of those boundaries. People start crossing lines that they haven't crossed before.
Jay, will you pop me up?
Obama and Larry Sinclair had a steaming love affair.
Pastor Manning.
Obama and Larry Sinclair had a steaming love affair. Larry looked into the eyes of Obama, the Mac Daddy, and
whoa,
they put a spell on Obama, the Mac Daddy. Obama said to Larry, oh, you're just my style and my kind.
What?
Oh, you look like just what I want, my man, woman, and half whatever look to look like.
Huh?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
He's making up as he goes along.
Obama!
Like Stevie Wonder when he does those songs about presidential candidates.
Love affair in the back of a limo and then at the Holiday Inn, they had a steaming love affair.
Boy, there's a great suggestion here on this Larry Williams page. Just going to call him Larry Clinton. But this guy honors his mother, which is great. Anyway, somebody's saying, obviously, they all need to go on Maury.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how cool would that be, saying, when you see, you are not the father, and Bill Clinton jumping up and down, high-fiving people. Hillary coming out, ah, oh, fuck, yeah, fuck you, flipping the bird at the audience. Can't you see that? Bill just walking out a little downtrodden. Hillary just, yeah, fuck you too. Walking right up to Mrs. Williams. Oh, you're a slut. Stupid slut.
I can't find
your kid.
I can't find if she's still alive though. Danny's mom.
Bobby Ann.
Is she? Do you know?
I'm looking.
I think she's dead.
You do?
Yeah. I don't know why.
You think Hillary had her killed?
Well, maybe she's one of the 33. No, 34.
Well, isn't it 35? Didn't we figure out she probably murdered somebody else yesterday, too?
Yeah, I think it come with 35.
Is our own count as to 35? Do you want to hear Danny's story from YouTube?
What, I don't know. What?
Okay.
What's the story? I mean, how long is it?
Well, it's 9 minutes, but we can hear the beginning and then jump. Because he addresses the DNA test.
I'll listen to it. I'm so stuck on Hillary Clinton walking out of Maury and cursing out the crowd.
That I am Bill Clinton's son. It was common knowledge. Everyone in Arkansas knew.
Everyone in
Everywhere
Arkansas.
I went, they pointed, that's Bill Clinton's son right there. He looked like him, don't he? The ears, the mouth.
Aren't they
the
mocking
chin,
him?
The teeth, the eyes, the nose. I see him in me.
Hot.
You see a black Bill Clinton. I brush my hair, I can see Bill Clinton with waves in his head.
the waves in his hair?
Yeah, they both have waves.
To be in my life. Was it because I was black? Was it something wrong with me? Why he don't want to be a part of me? It made me
Every month that check doesn't come, how
suicide.
Pissed would you be?
It's not fair, and it has been hurtful. Yeah, he still refused to acknowledge me. Well, time was very hard, and my mom was a working girl on the streets. She was heavy on drugs.
My name is Lucia Bolton. My sister's father in the Williams family.
Was she doing her impersonation of off mic? Who's our famous off mic speaker?
Art Backey.
Art Backey. She's doing her best Art Backey impersonation.
All right, I'm just. My friends call me Bones. All right, here's where he addresses.
One take Art Backey.
I got a job full time at a donut shop my 11th grade year.
Sweet.
To support my sisters and brothers.
Hard working, just like Bill.
How do you support a family on Dunkin' Donuts?
It's a great question. You work hard and you work your way up to manager.
Stayed on me.
Of course, if Mama gets a bunch of dick that month, she could help.
I feel I would have had a better life. In 1999, they tried to sweep me under the rug with Bill Clinton's friend publishing this phony DNA test.
With Bill Clinton's friend?
Never was a DNA test.
Roger, got a problem with
got a Ricky. Roger, I think it was Ricky Henderson's kid.
Just think about it. It was published in a tabloid owned by a donor of Bill Clinton.
Case
Even
closed.
To this day, Megyn Kelly, Howard Kurt, they continue to quote
Howard
this
Kurt.
Bogus DNA test, and it really hurts.
He's got some tense issues.
I would love
issues.
To see the DNA test done. Several times, I tried to reach out to the Clintons. People say all the time, you're going to get yourself killed dealing with the Clintons.
Hey, if you were him, how would you reach out to the Clintons? I mean, it's not really easy to get a hold of them, right?
No.
Foundation, through.
Well, you could go to Chappaqua and just show up at the front door.
Oh, he could do that. Yeah, but see, he's worried about getting himself killed.
I wrote letters to his library. I wrote letters
library.
To addresses I got off the internet.
LIBERRY.
From
to addresses I got off the internet. Don't you just want to put an address on the, you just say, Bill Clinton address and put an address, see if Danny sends us a letter? My third is the favorite.
You're going to get yourself killed.
Killed.
Dealing with the Clintons. I wrote letters to his library. I wrote letters to addresses I got off the internet. Even emailed them. From Facebook on his Facebook pages. I never got any response.
Bill Clinton goes on his own Facebook page?
Once in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Other
I
than to troll for pussy?
Hey, look, Daddy's on my Facebook page.
In his presence, and he was speaking.
I can't run him back.
But by the time we made it there, he was already gone.
By the time we made it there, he was already gone.
And just to see all the things he'd done in the world, helping other kids in Haiti and, you know, all the other places, it just saddened me because I never received any help from him. Hillary started running for president.
They never received
any help. Visited Little Rock at one of her campaign stops. I put myself right in front of the podium where she spoke. She was looking right at me. Eye contact.
So then he has a video of him at this where he said he was front row, eye contact. He's in the back of the auditorium.
Yeah, boy.
What, are you doubting him?
No, I just feel bad that he isn't more resourceful.
I know. Well, he's got a media contact now.
Let's dial him up.
You know, there's no number. We'll have to email this person.
I thought we had a number.
We have a number that might be Danny's.
Yeah, that's who I want to talk to.
Okay,
is Danny.
All right,
we'll see if he's got that Clinton charm.
For them.
I was going to introduce myself as Danny Williams, her husband's son, and her stepson.
You know, I am a new grandmother, in case you haven't heard.
I had millions of questions to ask, you know.
Want to dial him up?
We're going to do everything we can.
Does Danny have kids?
Sure, she has every opportunity.
Oh, so Bill is a grandfather
right? No, three times
Chelsea's
over.
Chelsea's got one, doesn't she?
Yeah, but we don't know about this other daughter that he allegedly have. That daughter could have kids.
I was just reading about the Marilyn Monroe John F. Kennedy daughter who was popping
off. Oh, really?
Claiming that she is the product of JFK nailing Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn had the baby in complete privacy because she knew the Kennedys would have the baby killed.
Uh-huh.
So she had the baby privately. and had someone else raise it.
Come on.
When she died. And here's the thing. The chick is not even hot.
Oh, really?
JFK and Marilyn Monroe's kid, and she's not even hot.
Although Carolyn.
Well, but you'd think Marilyn alone would create a hot kid. Everybody thought JFK was so handsome.
I feel bad for that person's real mom who raised her.
Yeah, no, that sucks. What's this, Danny's music?
Trying.
Does Danny play the saxophone, too? I mean, that would be evidence.
Does he drive a train? That was a train at first.
I am, and I know who I am. I have to meet my father. I have to know.
I have to meet my father?
To even accept me. I have to know that
accept?
He...
Oh boy.
I mean, I don't know.
Always fake crying. There's no tears.
Like any child, I want to know my dad, and I want him to know me. I'm his only son in the world, and he's my only dad. We have to come together.
He's my only dad.
We have to. If black lives truly matter to you, please contact me.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Never meant to be love child. Love child. This song, of course, about the Berry Gordy Diana Ross union, which would reveal result in a love child. Oh, man, perfect selection.
Hello?
Danny!
You got the wrong number.
This isn't Danny Williams?
No, it's not.
Son of Bill Clinton?
This is Drew and Mark calling on our podcast program. And this is Danny Williams' phone number. He's the illegitimate son of Bill Clinton. Are you aware of Danny?
No, man. You got the wrong number.
Did you ever get calls for Danny, Bill Clinton's illegitimate son, from a black prostitute?
Oh, wow.
Will he get disconnected?
Clearly. I don't think he's on the line.
Bye-bye.
Anymore.
Should we call back? I mean, something happened. He didn't say bye. I know that.
Okay, let's for a second pretend that wasn't him. If that was the case, wouldn't you just stay on the line and be like, huh?
Of course. They'd be going, wait, Bill Clinton is a kid with... What?
Tell me all about
this
election
story. Time. Yeah, I'd be totally fired up to find out about it. Wow, what a strange thing. And a wrong phone number, and I get so up to date on what's going on with the Clintons. Something that may turn the election. I actually like this song.
It's a good song.
Springs had some mighty fine writers. Marvin Gaye wrote so many songs for those Motown artists. So did Smokey.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I was just talking to somebody, and we may have had a wrong number. We got disconnected. It's Drew and Mark calling. We're calling from a broadcast, and we were trying to reach... Danny Williams, and we were talking to somebody over there, and we got disconnected.
Yeah, you've got the wrong number.
Okay, now, have you ever heard of Danny Williams, Bill Clinton's illegitimate son?
No, I have not.
With a black prostitute in Arkansas? Never heard about that?
I don't have no idea.
Now, see, that's interesting, because Danny himself said everybody in Arkansas knew. Like,
I don't care.
You don't care?
It's not Bobby.
Wouldn't that be important?
Oh, wow, we got disconnected again.
Again?
No goodbye.
So, obviously, there's something wrong with his phone.
I think it's going to turn into one of those things, Drew, where you need to teach them how to use the phone.
Bye-bye.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think we better call again.
What if she just
goes? Got to say goodbye. Say
one,
bye.
There's one thing she could say that would blow my mind. She goes, that's a Melrose hang-up.
Well, that would be totally cool. I mean, I'd be so fired up if she said that.
Go for three?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, something's wrong with the phone, obviously.
She needs to be taught a lesson.
Love child, never meant to be. Love child. Love child.
Yeah, boy.
To me.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We were just disconnected again. I was just wrapping up a conversation.
No,
with
we're
some...
not disconnected. I was hanging up.
That's, oh, yeah,
that's
but
none
you didn't
of
say
my business, and you got the wrong.
I'm
number,
sorry. You didn't
so
say
good.
You didn't say
I'm
bye.
Down here
if you
full
say,
minutes,
well,
you
just say goodbye,
me.
And then I'll know the conversation's over. What'd she say?
Bye-bye.
I know what she didn't say, and that was goodbye.
No, she did not say goodbye. You're right about that. Well, I'm going to give her a break and not call back.
Well, at least for
judging
today.
From her, the way she comported herself, I'm inclined to think that she doesn't want to talk anymore.
It's terrible.
But how would I know if she doesn't say goodbye?
It's clearly the only way you know a phone call is properly ended.
That was not proper comportation.
If you don't say goodbye, it's clear that you were disconnected. You possibly were disconnected.
Yeah,
so
possibly.
Have to call back.
It's probably 75-25 disconnection.
75. I think that's a little low, but okay. We'll stick with
that. Yeah, maybe a little low. Maybe 90-10. In our experience, it's probably 98-2.
Speaking of Bill, did you see the rally that Hillary was having today in Miami?
Yeah, she's doing a lot of yelling.
Who was with her? Gore was with her, and then someone had to yell out, Bill Clinton is a rapist.
Oh, yeah.
So is that going to happen at every one of her events?
I think so.
Oh, boy.
And they had a picture of Bill Clinton on their shirt with rapist.
Oh, that was here. Wasn't that here?
I thought that was today, too.
Oh, okay. Maybe for some reason I thought that was yesterday.
Did a t-shirt on today? Did you see it?
You're probably right. No, I was just reading the stories about today, but I did see the picture of the guy. You know, it's the same picture the guy had that actually confronted Bill Clinton. That's the Shepard Fairley picture. It says, rape on it instead of hope.
So anyway, I'm on Facebook today, and I see, and this might have even been dumped on our page, this black guy, and he's talking about the difference between Trump and words versus the Clintons and behavior, and, you know, he's really pissed about the whole thing. He's apparently a conservative guy who's black, and he's very well-spoken.
Okay.
He makes a really nice case. And he's talking about how he sees panels on, I think he's talking about MSNBC and probably Fox News and CNN every night, talking about Trump and what he said. And why doesn't he ever see panels about Juanita Broderick or some of these other things that involve behavior, things that really happened or allegedly happened?
Okay.
And I think he makes a good point.
Well, don't act like Donald didn't allegedly do anything. I mean, Jill Harth is out there now, too. I think she's gotten less camera time than, say, Juanita Broderick or Kathleen Willey.
I think they're going to find...
Inappropriately so.
I think they're going to find better material if this Apprentice stuff comes out. Jill Harth, because she tried to get employed by him and says, I'm on the Trump team,
and she dated him. Kathleen Willey was employed by the White House. I mean, you can always poke holes in everything, but she did have...
But Kathleen Willey didn't try to date Bill Clinton after this thing happened and isn't writing him letters to this day saying, I'm on Team Clinton.
You think it was a money grab by Harth?
I don't know what her deal is.
Her story still sounds pretty... I don't know, believable, where she was with her boyfriend and he started rubbing his hand up.
See the picture where she says, this picture is when he was...
Yeah, that was...
She's smiling about. In the picture?
Yeah, well. Come on, she had Trump rubbing her leg.
I honestly think the biggest, most important thing about this whole story is that Billy Bush is fired.
Oh, poor Billy.
What the fuck is that?
He's fired? Oh, I didn't know he got fired.
Well, that was reported today. Now, I haven't heard verification on it. I figured by the time I walked down here, you'd be telling me it was
final. No, I just assumed it was final. The only new Billy Bush news I heard was that he had been bragging about this video down at the Olympics to other staffers.
Yeah. Well, allegedly, Kathy Lee Gifford refuses to even have a handoff with Billy Bush because she's so offended.
Really?
Yeah, she's the fourth hour of the Today Show.
Why wasn't she as tough on Frank back in the day when he was all over those triple D boobs?
Well, isn't that rather interesting?
Yeah.
In fact, that's the thing I think is most irritating about this whole thing is...
The hypocrites?
Yeah, the hypocrisy is disgusting. You know, in a number of cases...
She should be fired for not doing her job then if she won't hand it off to... If Billy Bush was on, right?
I'm trying to figure out, is he a guy that everybody hates at work? Is he one of these guys that isn't nice to people?
Well, he's pretty annoying.
Oh, I've always thought he was annoying.
I don't know if he's mean to people.
That's sort of the public view we get of him. I always figured he'd be a guy that was nice. He seems like he'd be a nice guy behind the scenes, but I mean,
he's
just
kind of a dork, but
who knows?
Yeah. No, I would agree with that.
I don't picture him being a total asshole to people at work.
Mm-mm. Douche, yeah, I think he had
that douchey joke. Absolutely, but douchey people are the types that usually get put up with because... I don't know, people sympathize, if anything.
They're fun to laugh
at. Oh, he's just
too.
A douche.
Believe me.
But he got into it with Al Roker.
That's how I survive.
At the Olympics. Did you see that?
No.
Al Roker is adamant that
I'm on Bush's side then, because I can't stand Roker.
I don't like Al Roker either.
He's an asshole.
He's an asshole, isn't he?
An asshole to us, yeah.
And I have a funny feeling Al Roker is really strong in this thing, as in, you know, he should be fired. Just a feeling.
Yeah, I wouldn't surprise me.
I would not. Yeah, I have a strong feeling that Al Roker, of all the people on that set, that he would be very much against Billy Bush.
What happened?
It was over Ryan Lochte, because Billy Bush was saying that it wasn't as bad as he thought it was, which I think is true.
There you go. He was proven right then.
Well, this is when all that, when it came out that the vandalism was not as bad as it was believed. And that
he never even went in the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know about they didn't really get that deep into it. Billy Bush was trying to say that it wasn't that bad. It was certainly he made mistakes and he's trying to say he embellished, and Al Roker's he lied. He lied. Straight out he lied. The car was not sideswiped, there was no cop, and Billy was trying to stand up for him. And Al Roker was getting really angry at Billy Bush.
Oh my God, how silly.
It was stupid. I mean, I think that's
Bush was vindicated then. Bushy was vindicated then.
In what way?
Well, because they were police, and he did have a gun pointed at him. Yeah, okay, they weren't pulled over. They were getting gas.
Wait, wasn't a security guy?
They were off-duty cops, yeah. That's why the whole thing was made up after that.
Well, they weren't pulled over, Roker's defense. I mean, he lied. He said he was stupid. The whole thing was dumb. But to get in a nasty fight about it is just ridiculous, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Well, hearing the other story today, too, about how Access Hollywood wanted to edit the tape and take Billy out of it, it starts...
Oh, is that right?
That was the other story.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The part of him bragging, the other half of that story from People Magazine today, was about how when they were putting the story together, there's a big argument. Now they think the person who leaked it, by the way, worked at Access Hollywood, not NBC News. Because this guy, some people at Access Hollywood wanted the story to run before the debate.
Okay, is this guy that leaked it to the Washington Post, is he in trouble? Is he fired by
I don't know
way?
If they know exactly who it is, but they think it's one of these. There were two factions at Access Hollywood. One faction was like, we got to put this out as soon as possible. This is newsworthy, right?
Right.
Which I kind of lean towards that. You want it out there as soon as possible.
Sure.
And before the debate.
I don't know why they spend so much time dicking around with it. I get it a little bit. I mean, it has the potential to create a chill, too, for people who think, wait a second, if I say something before I'm even on the damn show.
It's happening now. As far as releasing footage, the Apprentice, MGM, seems to have no desire to release the Apprentice footage. So anyway, so that group wanted it out before, and the other group was delaying it till Monday night, mainly in favor of Hurricane Don't Call Me Matt, Call Me Matthew coming in, that coverage instead.
Oh, so they figure they've got a huge story for multiple days if they delay this thing instead of having it run concurrently with...
Yeah, well,
trying to control the news?
Yeah, exactly. Control it. The agenda. So, that being said, and knowing that they were going to edit out Billy from the actual tape...
Oh, they were actually going to?
That was the talk, The way the story was going to run Monday was supposed to have Billy edit it out. They wanted to release the tape without Billy, which, I mean, conspiracy theories would be all over the place if that thing was chopped up.
Oh, my God, yeah, absolutely.
And by the way.
Although there'd be no reason for a conspiracy theory, because if someone has those consecutive words together, it's really not very defensible.
Yeah, but you don't know what led them on, you know. There's always conspiracy.
I don't know what could lead to grab her by the pussy.
Hey, Drew, say grab her by the pussy. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of conspiracy theories. I don't know how you would edit Billy out of that since he was hanging on Trump and egging him on.
Well, you want to know what they're really upset about? This is basically why I think. Can you look up Billy Bush fired? By the way, I just want to know if it's official. They really made it sound this afternoon like he is fired or he's about to be fired.
Yeah.
What bothered them the most about Billy Bush's behavior?
What's that?
Can you guess?
About how hot the chick was. About her legs?
Nope.
I don't know.
Because he put the girl in danger when he asked her to hug Donald Trump.
Oh, wow. Well, that, you know what, that goes to the other... He's not officially fired? Okay.
They say they're negotiating an exit.
But, oh, yeah, it's out there. Page 6 is putting it out there. New York Times. Yeah, he's got it as well.
What are they saying? I'm just reading over here that it looks like they're negotiating...
This is from Page 6. That's what New York Times, the This is page six.
He's technically fired. It's just a matter of time. NBC isn't ready to announce it yet. They're negotiating his exit. Okay.
Well, this People magazine article also said that they were afraid that the Today Show, and this probably goes along with Kathy Lee Gifford and Access Hollywood, that staffers would revolt and they'd have a mutiny on their hands if he wasn't disciplined or fired.
Oh, God. What's going on?
Let me go back to my original point. Because they were talking about editing him out, I think it has to do with the relationship of the host of that show and the people they get on, as we've talked about before.
Of course. My God. These people, these are supposedly female producers at the Today Show.
Yes.
We're saying they could no longer work with him.
Yes.
Kathy Lee Gifford, I can't even take a hand off from him. I'm so offended. They don't realize how critical it is that the host have these relationships. The host is supposed to discipline. They're supposed to get in the guy's face when he... That's inappropriate. You can't talk about women that way. Are you kidding?
As if Kathy Lee would ever do that.
No, she wouldn't even do it. She would probably laugh or look the other way or something, but she would not...
She would go, oh, Donald.
Yeah, something like that. These are people...
Billy. This is a biggie.
These are people who are critical to your ratings. You have to have these guests. You can't shit on guests.
Yeah.
You can't have people thinking you shit on guests. I hope these producers who won't work with Billy anymore because they're so upset, I hope their ratings fucking crash and they all get fired, you idiots.
Yeah.
You stupid assholes.
Well, no, it's true though.
No, it's moronic. It's absolutely fucking stupid. I mean, I'm sorry. Sorry you're losing your jobs. Scenario happens, but I hope the fuck it does, you idiots.
I mean, I guess you could call him a pig if you want to call him a pig, but does that make him lose your job?
He's sucking up.
He's objectifying
going along with
women.
Trump they're acting like this is his consistent behavior because. He on Instagram, he put a picture of himself by a truck for topless maids and says, hey, looks like a good Father's Day gift, which is a joke. Duh.
Clearly.
So in other words.
And it's a business. It's a legitimate business.
I guess we're all supposed to be fucking robots now. We're all supposed to be PC all the time. When anyone says anything, I mean, we're all going to be the same. Every man is going to be exactly the same. We're all going to behave perfectly. There's going to be no people talking about rating women from 1 to 10, no, that can never go on anywhere.
No.
In fact, I'm even hearing people are saying, this kind of talk doesn't go on in locker rooms.
Well,
not kidding.
A lot of athletes are saying that.
I know.
Yeah. Well, usually, though, when it's locker room talk, isn't it kind of
I don't think it's grab her by the pussy.
No, well, it's usually consentful, too. It's not like, I'm just going to see a chick, and because we're famous, I can go make out with them and grab them by the pussy. It's usually, like what you would do to a chick if you were with her.
I don't think it's real.
Or you're talking about how hot a girl is or is not.
Billy Hsu from Melrose Place was on CNN today.
Do you know he's married to Amy Robach from Good Morning America?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He's married
to Andrew Hsu. He played Billy.
Yeah, Andrew Hsu. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's on there saying, I played soccer for a number of years at a high level, and I never heard any conversation like this in my locker room.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm thinking, what kind of pussy-ass locker room were you in?
You guys never talked about women?
Billy Hsu's net worth and celebrity net worth, $150 million?
Really?
What does he do?
From what?
What would Melrose Place pay this
Big
guy?
Big Andrew Hsu. What has he ever done besides marry Amy Robach? Is he married to Amy?
Says $100 million
has nothing to do with his acting. He launched a second career as an internet entrepreneur, having co-founded... two successful websites, Cafe Mom and Do Something.
Cafe Mom?
Oh, who cares? I'd rather be broke than do that stupid stuff.
Wow.
What a turd. I don't know, what kind of pussy locker rooms do soccer players have? They don't talk about chicks?
But that
I'm not trying to say it's great or it's the right thing to do, but I'm just saying, guys are guys sometimes, and on the golf course, for example, golf foursomes, you ever hear conversations in golf foursomes, it's a bunch of dirty jokes and a lot of nasty stories, and it's all a lot of laughing and chuckling. Not the end of the world, by the way.
A lot of the stories today, though, were about, locker rooms in the NFL. That we don't talk this way.
Really? Let's put some microphones in NFL locker rooms and listen to what people say.
Don't you think they're, There's a difference between I'm famous, I can do whatever I want, I can.
Oh yeah, of course. There's a difference.
This chick is hot.
What he was saying was pretty weird.
Yeah. No, I think that's the underlying point. Not that this talk doesn't happen. Said his kind of locker room talk is really weird.
Let me tell you something.
Man.
What Andrew Hsu is suggesting was that this kind of there's nothing the arena like this in a locker room, which I think is total BS.
Yeah.
But
Dodgers scored. Look at him going ape.
Dodgers scored.
I was really worried for Clayton Kershaw because when they blew his lead for him, he looked bummed.
I'm trying to find the story. Oh, this is going to piss me off if I can't find this.
What?
It's about Bill Clinton rating women on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, in his world, they're all 10s. They have, vagina because he's had some ugly chicks.
Chelsea Clinton taking a private jet 330 miles to environmental event. Hillary promising to run a carbon neutral campaign.
That's hilarious.
Here we go. Bill Clinton's bodyguard. Hillary Clinton criticized, she mentioned this in the debate, that Donald Trump rates women on a scale from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Like every fucking guy on the planet has not rated a chick on a scale of 1 to 10 before, somewhere along the way.
He should have gone, and you're a zero. Could you imagine?
How fucking hilarious would that
have
been?
You're a zero, and I'm putting you in jail.
Can you imagine I can just hear the crowd.
And Raditz, you're a one. And Cooper, you're a three. You're a beautiful man. I'd bang you over Raditz and Clinton. As a matter of fact, if I could bang anybody on this dais aside from Ken Bone, it'd be you, Anderson.
But, you know, I guess now that we're witnessing all this hubbub, I guess we can't ever talk about rating women on a scale of 1 to 10. And women can't rate guys 1 to 10 either. This should never, ever take place.
Oh, my God. Wait, so can women rate guys? Is that what you're saying?
No, they can't either.
I wish I could be objective. I wish I was hot enough to be objectified.
Me too.
Isn't that every guy's wish to be objectified?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine being in the hung jury and just having chicks swoon over and you're a nine?
Shouldn't Instagram really be objectify-gram? That's really all it is, are hot pictures of chicks, and then guys put up hot pictures of themselves if they're on there, right?
No,
and
the food everyone has to be a robot. Everyone has to think and talk the same way. There can be no going off the proper, politically correct way of speaking about the opposite sex.
I don't get that.
That's some people, I think, really think this is the way it's going to be. It should be. And if you, damn it, if you are doing that, then you should lose your job. You should lose everything.
Wait a second. What if you're a straight male? Are you allowed to objectify other males?
No.
Other men?
No.
Okay. But you don't find them attractive.
You know what you were going to say.
Can you even objectify them? I don't know.
No.
Now, what if you're pansexual? Can you objectify everybody?
No.
I don't know about these people.
Let's see. L.D. Brown, an Arkansas State trooper, worked on Bill Clinton's security detail in the mid-1980s, says. This is from his deposition in the Paula Jones sexual harassment case. Pretty much every pretty woman that we would see, 8, 9, 10, 7, 6, whatever. We've seen him insult women. We've seen him rate women on their appearance, ranking them from 1 to 10. Trump has ranked women's attractiveness during appearances on the Howard Stern show, and former contestants on his reality show said he asked the male participants to grade the female competitors' looks off camera. Asked the men to rate the women. He went down the line and asked the guys, who's most beautiful on the women's team? Well, Bill Clinton has not publicly rated women's looks during media appearances. No, I guess not. His bodyguard claimed he often did in private conversation.
Well, Donald
said. And now, by the way, you are to be judged on your private conversation. All private conversations should be made public. When someone says something inappropriate, the police need to know about it, and the person must become jobless.
It's ridiculous.
Brown claimed Clinton also asked him to solicit women for sex. Said the former Arkansas governor viewed women as purely to be graded, purely to be chased, dominated, conquered during an interview with the American Spectator. When asked about these comments during the Paula Jones deposition, Brown said he believed Clinton viewed his sexual conquests as a game. He said one example of this was Clinton's relationship with a woman described in the deposition as Jane Doe 2, who's later identified as Beth Coulson. Bring up Beth Coulson's picture. Let me see her. I think we might have a rating for her. Clinton allegedly had a sexual relationship with Coulson, an attorney who he had appointed to the Arkansas Appeals Court in 1987. Well, in the sense of a game, in any sense of that any of these people that I'm talking about say Jane Doe too. It was not a love relationship. It was a sexual relationship alone. Oh no. Bill Clinton must be jobless immediately.
He is.
Brown told Jones' attorneys he did not believe Bill Clinton was a sexual predator, line of attack used on the former president by Trump surrogates. I don't think Bill was a predator. Trump's comments about women have come under increasing scrutiny in recent weeks, starting when the Clinton camp highlighted disparaging comments about Miss Universe winner in the 1990s. Which, by the way, I think this was much too much was made of this because she was Miss Universe. Miss Universe cannot gain 55 pounds. You can't have a Miss Universe that weighs a buck 75.
I agree with that, but to trot her out and have her work out for the media is kind of insulting.
Well, that was when he was saving her job, quote unquote, because the board wanted to blow her out. Yeah, so Trump was the hero. And he took desserts off her tray in the a la carte line, which I mean, Trump was trying to help her.
In the most Trumpy way possible. That's
the Trumpy
problem.
Way.
That's the problem.
You know, there should be a Trump instructional manual, shouldn't there?
Yeah.
The Trump way.
Who would have thought we're only 13 years removed from Are You Hot, starring Lorenzo Lamas?
Oh, my God. That show was
seriously
that show was fucking funny.
That show was on TV 13
and
years
ago. And women wanted to be on it.
Of course. Yeah, what if you want to be objectified? What if you want to be rated or judged? Is that...
I don't know. No. The answer is no.
No?
No. And we all must be exactly the same. We all have to think the same, talk the same, in private, public. I don't know. You know, this whole, I really, truly believe this. I know I'm oversimplifying it, but I really believe that it's this kind of bullshit that has given rise to Donald Trump.
Oh, without a doubt. I don't even think that's in question, is it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe not entirely. There's a lot of reasons, I think, that the people that love Donald Trump, and a lot of people are really, I mean, I saw some hardcore people today talking about, you know, what BS it is, and, you know, of course he can win, he could still win, people should ignore this, behavior's more important than words, blah, blah, blah.
But he's had poor behavior, too.
Well, not like Bill Clinton. Nobody's saying they were raped by Donald Trump, although his... it depends on who you believe. This Jill Harth chick, I think it's just bullshit.
What you want, what you feel, and who you want to believe. That's what most of this is.
It sounds to me like Donald Trump has said a lot of shitty things about a lot of people. There's this this singer that was on The Apprentice who he said her skin sucks. She needs to see a fucking dermatologist. Some people talk this way.
I don't know. I mean, I do believe in the words.
It's not really. It's not great. I wouldn't aspire to be that way.
The bigger problem is he's running for president.
Well, but then what do people do when they say it? Well, Bill Clinton was a president. Look what he did. Look at his approval rating this whole thing was going on. Why was that so much better?
I agree. And it was an issue when he was running for president, too.
And he was elected.
Yep. I mean,
and a lot of the same people who are finding Donald Trump to be absolutely the worst thing that's ever happened to humanity voted for Bill Clinton and tried to justify his behavior.
Yeah. No, I know.
So how does that work? I don't get it.
Have you seen Trump's new ad, by the way?
No, I haven't.
If you want to
call that Coulson chick is pretty good looking, by the way.
Oh, I mean,
she's
Woody O'Rader.
Much older now. I'd give her like a 5 now, but she's probably in her 60.
If you were Trump's people and you're putting together an anti-Hillary ad, what would be some of the things you'd want to
put? Oh, no, I have to be held jobless. I just raided someone. Oh, I am jobless.
Visually, what would you do?
Wait, what's the question again?
You're Donald Trump. You're putting out an anti-Hillary ad. What visuals do you put in there of Hillary?
You put out the ads just today, a new ad?
Uh-huh.
Images of Hillary.
See, I thought you'd have it right away of her stumbling.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because he has that.
Sure.
And he has the part where the people are helping her up the steps. You want to come over here and watch it?
Yeah, sure.
It's called, the ad is called Dangerous because Hillary's dangerous. I think it'll translate well. Am I up, Jay?
Yeah.
All right.
Our next president faces daunting challenges in
a normal election.
World.
I think this
Iran promoting terrorism. North Korea.
What's that?
I think the emails would have sunk her if she had a normal opponent.
Oh, yeah.
Not, she wouldn't have to pull out, but I mean, she'd probably just lose by a lot.
Dough. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
It's pretty intense, man.
Our next president faces daunting challenges in a dangerous world. Iran promoting terrorism, North Korea threatening, ISIS on the rise, Libya and North Africa in chaos. Hillary Clinton failed every single time as Secretary of State.
She's coughing.
Now she wants to be president.
Helping being up the stairs.
Hillary Clinton doesn't have the fortitude,
stumbling,
strength, or stamina to lead in our world. She failed as Secretary of State. Don't let her
look at her phone
again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Donald Trump with a big thumbs up. We're going to make America great again.
I think that ad sums up this stupid election perfectly. Don't you? From beginning to end. How ridiculous this has become. It's so sad.
What blows my mind is there's not a third party forming that's just saying, the enough of this shit party.
There was one, but the guy doesn't even know what Aleppo is.
It's a great party. The enough of this shit party.
And what is Aleppo? Do you know one of the top searches after
Aleppo? I saw,
but it was Aleppo.
Oh boy, Aleppo.
Yeah,
yeah. I was a little surprised at America's knowledge of certain words when I saw that.
Well, I don't know. Not. I mean, how many Americans really need...
Debunked? People don't know what debunked means?
How many Americans really need to know what Aleppo is?
Seriously. Oh, Aleppo doesn't surprise me at all. When he was asked that question, I could not think of what Aleppo was. I knew I'd heard the term. I couldn't even think if it was a place, or I had no clue.
Hey, is that Larry King front row again? Is that Larry right here?
The Kingster?
That is Larry.
Yeah, it's Larry.
God damn, he gets good baseball seats for the Dodgers.
He's like the Marlins man of the Dodgers.
He looks great.
Hey, is Marlins man at the game, by the way?
I don't see him there. I don't know if he was if he's going to be at the Cubs. Maybe he was at the Cubs.
We've got his number, don't we?
Uh-huh.
What do we call Marlins man?
Yeah,
we talked to him in a while.
I have it.
Oh.
Because of
that.
Because of the purge, I lost a lot of my phone numbers. Look it up. I bet you I don't actually have it. Nope, I don't.
I think I got it.
Thanks to the purge.
Jaybird might have it.
Now all I can do is stare at Larry King during this game. God, Dodger fans seem awful, don't they?
Why do you say that?
They seem very trendy. There seems to be a lot of hipster, type people
always
in that crowd. Plus Larry. Look at Larry. Larry hasn't moved. He's like a statue.
Larry's actually a real Dodgers fan. Wait, I think he's
pretty
intense. He's a Brooklyn Dodger fan.
Exactly. Drew, he hasn't moved yet. Have you noticed that?
No, he is not. He's standing with his arms crossed.
Everybody's clapped. They're one strikeout away from tying this series up, and Larry could not... Well, I'm sure he cares, but he can't move. He must be too cold because he's got a big old jacket on.
Baseball playoffs have been great. The Cubs and the Giants had a fabulous 13-inning game.
Awesome. Larry, move. He still hasn't moved.
Pitcher covering, and he's
over.
I remember no accounts of the game are allowed. It's
by the time this airs, though, it's fair use.
I know. Some guy in Jonesboro, home of Delbert.
Yeah.
Delbert Harris.
Yeah, and
a story about the guy that had fuck you mowed into his lawn. He went out to his lawn in the morning, somebody had mowed fuck you into it. 69-year-old guy.
What? Yeah. How many enemies does a 69-year-old man in Jonesboro have?
I know. How can this be? He didn't know when it happened. He had no idea who would have done this or why. They give his name?
Was he more concerned with if somebody was mowing that in my lawn, wouldn't you wake up?
Where'd Jay go?
I think he's on the phone talking to Marlins, man.
Just wanted to ring it.
Huh?
Why can't we just talk to him?
I don't know. Maybe somebody called
in.
I don't know. I have as much information as you do.
I just don't understand why wouldn't he just ring it through like anything?
I don't know.
Because this gives a guy a chance to get out. He's just going to say he can't talk.
He's coming back. What happened?
Voicemail.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's leaving him a voicemail.
Okay. I should have known better.
Drew was really
mad.
He was really mad at you, Jay.
No, I thought you were talking to Marlins man.
There he is. He is at the San Francisco
Cubs
game. They just switched over, and he's sitting to the left of the screen, left of home plate.
Son of a bitch. Answer your phone, Marlins man.
Oh, I'm sure he's just spending all his time tweeting, because that's usually what he does at these games.
You should hear, though, his it's one of those when you call, please listen to the following message while your Verizon customer is located.
Oh, God.
And it plays this idiotic music and then just went to voicemail. So.
Is it a song he wrote or something?
No, it sounded like something out of a Casio keyboard. It was
cool. Just Roland Rock?
It was bad.
These are the most searched terms during the debate.
Yeah.
Aleppo, acid washed.
Really?
Yeah, acid washed. Bigly, because Trump, his people are saying he said big league.
Yeah, he says big league all the time.
Said bigly.
B-I-G-L-Y?
Yes. Oh, amnesty, debunk, demagogic, deplorable, decisiveness. People don't know what decisiveness is?
Wow.
Nuclear, osmosis, prisoner of war, POW.
Yeah.
Rejigger, jigger, jiggering. Secretively. Secretively?
Are they trying to see if that's really a word?
I don't know. Unproud.
They're probably, okay, these last couple are probably, is this really a word?
Veto and xenophobia.
You know. I remember after the first debate, the big thing was braggadocious. Like, people were surprised braggadocious was a word. They covered it on Good Morning America. Like, I thought that isn't braggadocious that, pretty common?
I thought so.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Whatever. There is now video, by the way, of the miracle in Arizona with Tim Tebow.
Oh, there is. Let's watch it.
It's Jay, it's on Deadspin if you want to pull it up. They've just put it up there. For those that don't know, Tim Tebow, God in human form, has saved another life just by simply laying his hands upon a person who was having a seizure.
Fake!
What? No, true.
Fake, 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 fake.
True. You obviously need to spend some time with Tim Tebow. Become a better man.
No, 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 no.
A lady didn't that was happen. There was live tweeting it and said, heading back to the station, but I have video of it all. I just witnessed a miracle. #Tebow.
Oh, stop.
Tebow was signing autographs. Fan has what looks like a seizure. Not moving. Tebow puts hand on him and says a prayer. Man breathes. Wow.
Oh, stop.
Tim Tebow is an amazing individual. Tends to a man.
So is he going to have a little traveling tent?
Well, the funny thing
revival?
Is, he actually circled this guy after he saved his life, too.
He gave him a circumcision?
Yep.
How cool.
Yep.
Where's Tebs? Look at all the phones. People recording.
That's it.
That's it?
That's it. That's all there
There's
is.
There's 50 people recording it.
Nice video.
That's weak. The still shots are pretty funny.
So a guy had a seizure. He's apparently on the ground, not breathing, allegedly. How do they all know he's not breathing, by the way?
Somebody put a mirror under his nose.
Do you know that? To be true?
No, that's the only way to know, right?
So Tebow laid his hands on him, and so, he started breathing.
Scroll down the picture of where Tebow lays his hands upon him. Looks like he's trying to steal his wallet.
I don't think we have that picture.
It's right under the video in the same post on Deadspin. It looks like he's honestly frisking the guy. The better part, though, is during the game, Tebow ran into the wall trying to make a catch. That's a better picture.
Oh, he's right near his dick.
No, I know.
He's not far from his penis.
He's trying to see if he's circled or not. That's what he's really doing. Doesn't it look like
he is really putting. He's really laying his hands on him. That's what he's doing there.
Yeah.
Did he announce here? I'm going to lay my hands on this man and make him breathe.
Started speaking in tongues.
So that hand on his thigh, he's touching the behind of his thigh.
Thigh, yeah. Uh-huh.
With his thumb on the other side,
right,
and
above
just
the knee.
Almost like he's squeezing it, but.
Yeah.
And it's only with one hand, by the way, and that one hand is what made him breathe.
Yeah, clearly.
Oh, come on.
I still think
God.
he's about to lift that leg up to take a peek in those shorts to see if he's circled or not. And then he's gonna slide him a card if he's not circled, so he can circle him.
Tim Tebow, circumcisions, baseball star, football star.
Did you scroll down even further and you see the picture of him running into the wall?
Oh, Tebow ran into the wall today?
Yeah, trying to make a play, yeah.
Well, that's worth a view. How's he doing, by the way?
I have no idea. Let me see if I can find his stats.
He's going to face some good live pitching in this fall league.
Mm-hmm. One of his teammates was selling an autographed bat on eBay of Tim Tebow for $4,500. And I think it might have been Deadspin.
Minor league players don't make that much money.
Well, that's why people don't really care that much. But somebody contacted the seller. And he's like, no, I was never going to sell it. I just want to see what it would go for. And I've got offers for $1,000.
Oh, okay.
Which is such a lie. Which he should. Tebow should be signing stuff like crazy for him, and then they can auction it.
Yeah, well, why? What's the problem? He's not allowed to do that?
I would think he would be allowed to. I think he just realized it looked bad.
Hmm.
You know, you're selling your team. You have your teammates sign an autograph.
So what if it looks bad? What minor league players? Why don't minor league baseball players make more money anyway? Isn't it stupid how poorly they're paid?
You know, I got to find the quote. Well, Rob Manfred just made a quote about it, about how it's, you know, trying to say why it's acceptable they don't make money. They don't even make a living wage.
They make less than minimum wage, less than minimum wage for the hours they put in and what they're paid. It's pathetic. Why is it acceptable in this person's view?
Rob Mann, the commissioner, because he doesn't want to pay him because he's the commissioner of the NBA or the Major League Baseball.
Yeah, doesn't do much for me. Did you see the big story today on farts?
What? No.
There's a major Dr. Myron Brand.
Does he work with Dr. Merkin and the other doctor?
Gabriel, is it Dr. Gabriel Merkin?
Gabriel Merkin. Yeah, I can't remember the other guy.
The two guys that don't treat anyone. But they talk about everyone.
Yeah.
Dr. Myron Brand spoke to, he released a study on answers to fart-related questions.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about how healthy farts are.
Mm-hmm.
Explained a healthy diet can make gas worse, but farts can be healthy. He says everyone farts between 10 and 20 times a day. Yes, everyone, you too. You all fart 10 to 20 times a day. Every one of you.
Not me. Mine's more like 60 to 70.
They break down his tips on how to avoid smelly... Why would you want to avoid smelly farts? You do that.
It's courtesy.
And when to seek medical advice. Can you imagine seeking medical advice because your farts are so bad? Okay,
that's
everyone...
You just want a doctor to smell your farts. That's all it is.
That's going to save one up for him.
Yeah.
Though it may seem like an embarrassing reality that everyone farts between 10 and 20 times a day, we'd rather not live with. Each fart is a sign of a healthy digestive system. However, no fart is the same. So farts are like snowflakes and blowjobs. Yeah. Everyone is different and special. Every fart is special in its own unique way, just like every snowflake and every blowjob. And they do mention blowjobs, too.
Yeah.
But they're like...
Well, he is a doctor.
Snowflakes and farts. The smelliness can tell you something about your inner health. Sometimes it may be loud and odorless or smelly. Sometimes it's really funky. Sometimes it's silent but deadly. For some people, they're always as smelly as rotten eggs. For others, they tend to be odorless. Dr. Myron Brand explains what this all means. Dr. Brand revealed some little-known gems about about our farts. Bad news if you're on a diet, Dr. Brand says. Healthy eating makes the scent worse. Smelly odor is not bad. It's just a function of what you're eating and what your bacteria is doing inside your gastrointestinal tract. Everyone is different.
Of course.
As if smelly farts are a bad thing, Dr. Brand responds, nope, it just means you're eating food and digesting it well. There's more room on the outside than on the inside.
This guy just digs farts. He's trying to encourage him like crazy.
Well, he just wants social acceptance of farts, I think, is what he's working towards, which is a good thing. They should be accepted.
Yeah, no socially. More objectifying.
Yeah.
Fart all you want.
Why can't farts be part of political correctness? The one thing they should... A large proportion of the gas we let off during the day is carbon dioxide, which is largely odor-free. 1%, however, is hydrogen sulfide.
1%? Yeah, right.
Generated by food.
In your butt.
High in sulfur. It can come from the air we swallow or gas seeping into our intestines from the blood. Flatulence becomes concerning to doctors if it's caused by a chemical reaction in the gut or by bacteria in the gut. Page 2.
Nobody cares about that part.
No, I know. What makes a fart? Smell. Funky farts are generated when food is not processed properly, usually carbohydrates. When carbs are not absorbed sufficiently into your intestines, particles sit in your gut and ferment.
Ugh.
Boy. Foul smell just means the carbohydrates you consume are being malabsorbed. It's fermented, Dr. Brand said. Some people are methane producers. Some people are hydrogen sulfide producers, which causes flatulence to smell like rotten eggs. It's all a function of what you eat, says Dr. Brand.
So does he give us some tips as to what to eat to...
What food makes the smell worse? Alcohol.
Really?
Yep. A beer is carbonated, as are some wines, and both contain yeast. Wine farts are largely created by the hydrogen sulfide generated in the brewing process.
Gross. Wine farts.
Creates a rotten egg, sewage-like smell when not properly ingested by the body. This is the same for the yeast in beer not helped by the bubbles. Wine also contains mercaptan compounds, which have a rotten cabbage smell. Oh, God. Food's high in fructose, polyol or sulfur.
I don't think that was a fart.
Ew.
I don't think that was a fart.
Doctors, this is what you should avoid if you don't want to fart. Apple, pear, watermelon, cabbage, asparagus, leeks, onions, garlic, avocado, mushrooms, cauliflower, bread, pasta, noodles, cereal, cakes, dairy products, milk, yogurt, ice cream, butter, cream, very milky or white chocolate. So there's basically nothing you can eat if you don't want to fart.
I'm still writing them all down. I thought this is what you want to fart.
This is what you want to avoid. Yeah, if too
no,
fart,
I know. That's why I'm writing them all down.
Exactly. We'll write down them. Apples, pears, watermelons, cabbage, asparagus, leeks, onions, garlic, avocado, mushrooms, cauliflower, bread, pasta, noodles, cereal, cakes, milk, yogurt, ice cream, butter, cream.
Honestly, that's basically my whole diet.
Me too.
Everything you just said.
Amen. Here's some alternatives.
I found kale to do the trick, too.
Here's what you want to avoid,
that.
Mark.
You can add that to the list.
Avoid rice, corn, potatoes.
I don't eat any of that.
And quinoa. I don't either.
Quinoa. I do eat quinoa.
Quinoa? I don't even know quinoa.
I rarely eat potatoes. I'm not a big potato fan.
Also avoid protein, Mark.
Very overrated.
Protein generates less gas, so you're likely to fart less.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So steak and chicken and fish.
For this option to work, it's crucial to avoid high-fat meats.
So once again, vegans and vegetarians just ripping them.
No, yeah, absolutely. Non-stop. No, they're disgusting. They have those gross sewage-like farts constantly.
That's why they cover it with their body odor. Or maybe that's why they have body odor, huh? Yeah?
Also, Mark, avoid skinless chicken, turkey, fish, sirloin and tenderloin cuts of meat.
Oh.
They will cause you to fart less. What makes a fart loud?
Holding it in.
That depends on the position of your sphincter.
Duh.
If your sphincter is relaxed, the gas will pass without a sound. No, that's not always true.
Why? If you open it up?
You can't necessarily help it. Some certain farts are just gonna be loud. There's no stopping them.
You pull your cheeks open a little bit, it quiets it.
Been accused of pushing them out.
Sounds,
I didn't do anything of the sort. They just came out.
Sounds like. It sounds gross when someone else does it.
Coffee naturally relaxes the sphincter, making people fart more as it's easier for gas to pass out.
Please, you've done that, haven't you?
When to consult your doctor. First, have a look at your lifestyle and diet. If you fart too much, more than 22 times a day.
What? I'm going to start counting.
Gasiness could be a warning sign of a digestion problem, such as lactose intolerance or celiac disease.
Oh boy!
Could also be a sign of a digestive tract infection or irritable bowel syndrome.
Dash D. Remember IBS dash D, the new disease? Apparently, it's everywhere. I never understood why they added the dash D like a year ago.
If you're concerned about your digestion, guests, visit a gastroenterologist or for consultation. God, can you imagine going to a consultation about your farts?
I have a CPAP machine, right? I asked them if that creates more farts, because I always blame it on my CPAP machine.
What'd they say?
They said yes, and I said, can you hang on a second? I'm going to get my wife, and Julie was in the waiting room. I made her come back. And I said, this is not a joke. I said, can you please repeat that to my wife?
Did the doctor repeat it?
Yes.
And did Julie object?
She still doesn't believe it. She doesn't believe it. I'm like, no, you swallow more air. You put more air in yourself. Charlotte tooted the other day. I wasn't home, and she blamed it on me.
No, really? She's already learned how to do that?
She blames it on me all the time. It kind of bothers me.
Why doesn't she blame it on her mom?
Because mom doesn't toot, only dad.
Oh, Julie doesn't fart. Really?
Not in front of anybody.
Well, she's quietly letting out 10 to 20 a day, every day. In the last month, mom...
I think I make up for the average in the house.
Mom has let out between 400 and 800 farts.
She's going to be so bummed that you said that.
Sorry, Julie.
So bummed.
You know it.
So bummed.
You know it.
Charlotte does laugh when she toots, though.
How couldn't she?
I toot very proudly. Of course, this is the same person that told me to go get diarrhea at Drew's.
What's the Cubs score?
1-0 San Fran.
I'm worried about this game.
I tell you what, man. Worried. San Francisco wins tonight. It is over. They're going to win the series.
I'm not going to argue with you.
I firmly believe.
Because I'd rather protect myself and assume the Cubs are going to lose than.
Oh, you're hedging your fandom.
Well, I just don't want to be hurt.
Oh.
All right, we're 1 hour and 5 minutes in, so I say we mark it out as part one and get ready for part two on the big broadcast. Man, it was a big night last night with Ken Bone.
Yeah.
On the way to Jimmy Kimmel. It didn't do quite as spectacularly as I thought it was going to be. I thought we'd have a lot of audience last night. We had a normal audience. Maybe a little better than normal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought people would rush for Ken Bone.
Well, they got to share it. People out there have to share it and let people know.
Well, you know what? It might pick up tonight. Actually, yeah. You're right. It does take a couple days sometimes for that to all take place. So he's not officially a disappointment yet.
Yeah, it was a joy to speak to anyway.
Oh, I have no regrets whatsoever. Oh, dude, I hope we have him on again. We should have him on again.
Is it Bone just a cool guy?
Yeah, he's awesome.
You've seen all the memes out there, right, with him?
Yes.
My favorite was the text conversation someone put up there. Did you see that?
Yes.
Then you can come over and it was just a picture of Ken Bone. And they're like, huh? It's a weekend, Ken Bone. I think that was probably my favorite one.
You don't know if you're going to go Saturday to the Sanchez Big Breathe Easy Benefit Party?
I don't. If I do, it's going to be late, but I'm planning on it.
Maybe we'll have to call Matt Riley in part two and see if he can firsthand. There's a lot of excitement. Double lung transplant. And, of course, he needs some. Not everything is covered. He's got a lot of medical expenses. I mean, 34-year first responder.
Wow.
Great police.
Good dude, yeah.
Very good dude.
Great bus driver, too.
So that's coming up in part two and more. So we'll see ya.
See ya.